Hello and welcome to the India Dunn and Company podcast. This is the first episode of a four-part series that I have dedicated to burnout and the beauty expert. In this four-part series, you will hear four different tools for balancing the four bodies, the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical bodies of the beauty expert. I hope you enjoy, and if you do, don't forget to leave a review. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the four-part series for Burnout and the Beauty Expert. And I'm just going to jump right in because you already know why we're here. And I want to first start with the why. The why of our burnout, the reasons, the indications, and why the awareness is so necessary. And if I can start with you acknowledging what you really do for the people that you serve, then it will make more sense to you why you need to take better care, extreme care of yourself. Incrementally throughout the day, every week, every month, constantly. And sometimes for me, it's a matter of taking small moments all day long. You know, as beauty experts, however it is that we've kind of rigged our jobs, the way that we do our jobs, there's just no time for us to sit, to eat, to take a break. That's why I encourage you to do a 5-minute meditation and not judge whether or not it's good or it's right, just to do it. And, you know, labeling these incremental additions helps us to know that we're adding some self-care to our day. So whether it's a meditation or mindful moment, it's consciously looking in the mirror and saying hello and saying you're enough, you're doing great, giving yourself, you know, the encouragement that you give your clients, your patrons all day long. It is those moments that are so necessary throughout the day when we are spending so much close, intimate time with the public, the people that we serve. So when you start picking apart, unpacking, taking a deeper look, whatever language you want to use, at what you are really doing for the people that you serve, then you really see how important it is that you take care of your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional bodies. And this four-part series is about four different tools that will help with balancing those four bodies. And this work, these tools, came to me as a result of something that I heard. I don't know what tribe it is, but there's an American Indian tribe that says when we are balanced in all four bodies, we walk in beauty. So I call this four bodies balanced in beauty. And as a result of a recent conversation that I had with the beautiful and inspirational, intelligent, on and on, Kelly Mason, we were talking about balance and how hard that is to achieve, and that it really pushes on that perfectionism button that doesn't really need any help or encouragement. So I'm trying to say more than balance, I'm attempting to see harmony. And awareness is always a first step towards making changes. And if I can think incrementally, then big scale at the start, then it's less overwhelming. And I'm always talking about incremental changes, small and incremental changes creating a lasting foundation for change. And I say that as a result of my own experience and knowing what it takes to really create lasting change. And it's always interesting to come up against that, because as humans, our human nature, human condition is fear of losing what we have and not getting what we want. And that we love change and dislike change at the same time. And fear, to me, is this really powerful tool if I look at it in a gentle, compassionate manner, especially when it comes to myself and things that I may not be doing right, that I may not be capable of focusing on or accomplishing, completing. And when I'm able to gently take note of things that I would like to see change in my life, then I can start pulling it apart. I can start by asking myself curious questions. And then maybe have the inspiration to ask someone else for support and help. And that's part of what has really been instrumental in the changes that I have made and the ability for me to accomplish the things that I have dreamt of accomplishing. And it's also the hardest thing to do is to ask for help, or to say that I need help, or that I don't know how to do whatever it is that I'm wanting to do. There's so many opportunities for us now, though, to gather information and then go out and start creating the changes that we want. But I would love for your desire to change or to be inspired to add additional things to your life. I would like that to be inspired by your expanded view, the expanded version of what you're really doing for your clientele, for your patrons. And that being inspired, you see the bigger picture of who you are and how you serve your community. And from that place, you start making the changes, start making the motion, get the momentum towards taking a deeper look at how you care for your emotional, your mental, your physical, and your spiritual. So, my first tool, step, exercise is to sit down, pen to paper, and write out validation, victories, and praise. And just by taking inventory, taking stock of who you are as a human being for the people that you serve, an unabashed self-love note to self, about all the amazing things that draw people to you. And this isn't necessarily about how well you take action towards creating your craft or technique. This is about how you listen and your ability to translate that person's vanity into beauty. Your ability to console without enmeshing or being codependent. Your ability to laugh and look at the bright side of things, to see the half glass full instead of empty, to change your patron's view and send them out into the world not only looking better, but that feeling that you've been able to imbibe within them. And we can only do that so much until we start to run a little bit empty. And that's where, if I'm not acknowledging how many different things I'm doing, how many different roles I'm fulfilling for that person, and really fulfilling myself, I start to lose the capacity, the ability to translate vanity into beauty, to listen deeply, to hold space for someone. And the more you look at the expanded version of what you do, and not in an egotistical way, in an appreciative, empowering, acknowledging way, all of the other things that we might be wanting or trying to manifest start to kind of fall into place. Your ability to say, I need to charge more, is just there because you see the expanded version of what you're doing. To ask for what you need in your workplace, it just happens because you've acknowledged that as a result of all of the things that you're doing for your patrons, you need the music to be turned down, or you need products that are less aggressive on your senses. You just get to start asking for what you need and what supports you and your work. I don't know what it is about our work that gets warped along the way, where we're just a hairdresser, we're just a beautician, whatever you want to call it, you know. I'm just a lash person, I'm just an esthetician, I'm just. And if we get stuck in the comparisonitis that can happen as a result of social media, we start looking at the outside so much we forget about all of the amazing energy that's within us that carries so much more weight sometimes than what we're actually doing for our patrons. So take stock, take inventory of the amazing human being that you are and the energy that you carry that is so much more about what is unseen that your patrons are attracted to. And obviously the craft is extremely valuable, and we do so much to enlarge our repertoire of what we're capable of doing for the hair, for the skin. But always know that what you bring in just your presence alone is far more valuable than any new tool or technique. Always start there. Thank you so much for listening and taking the time to be with me today, and I will look forward to sharing more with you about the four bodies and the four steps towards deeper awareness and burnout intervention. Many blessings, light and love. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen and to be with me in these moments of a deeper understanding of what you are capable of and what you get to do for the people you serve. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. India@indiadunn.com.